the Neuroscience of Excellent Sleep, written and read by Dr. Stan Rodsky. Our brain operates continuously day and night for every day of our lives. As it goes about its 24-hour cycle, it switches functions to accommodate our changing needs. And one of the most important of those needs is sleep. It's an activity that occupies about one-third of our lives. For many of us, it feels quite simple. When we get tired, we shuffle off to bed and go to sleep for the next 7 to 8 hours. Or for some of us, considerably less than that. But in many ways, its purposes remain a mystery to us. And the more that neuroscience, the study of the brain, uncovers, the more scientists have come to understand just how complicated a process it is. Over the past 5 years, I've lectured on sleep to students and staff at many universities on behalf of a major health insurer. You might ask, quite reasonably, why would an insurance company invest so heavily in an area like sleep? The answer is a simple one. Better sleep strongly correlates with better health, and better health means better business. The health effects, not just of illnesses such as insomnia and sleep apnea, but also of poor or insufficient sleep, are front and center in the minds of the insurers and increasingly in the minds of the rest of us. In my lectures, one of my young students will almost inevitably explain away their constant studying and partying with the words, "plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead." I hear similar things from hardworking executives who claim that they'll get all the sleep they need when they finally shuffle off this mortal coil we call life. Ironically, death may catch up with all of these people far more quickly than they think. Put simply, extreme lack of sleep can kill, as chronic fatigue increases our risk of disease, illness, and early mortality. Both these groups have failed to understand the true significance of sleep. As far as they're concerned, it's not something that needs to be focused on, let alone something that could be improved, even to the point of excellence. Why do so many of us have an acute awareness of other aspects of our health, but see sleep as something that just happens? In this book, I want to convince you that sleep is an essential pillar of good health and needs to be taken seriously and prioritized. I want to show you what happens when sleep is done right and what can occur when it goes wrong. And I want to explain why. I want to persuade you that the adequate sleep is essential for the health of our entire body and brain, and that we require both sleep quantity and sleep quality. Excellent sleep occurs when we get both. But what about those of us who would desperately love to get those 7 to 8 hours sleep at night, but can't? Maybe you suffer from a health complaint or sleep disorder, or maybe your job means you sleep irregular hours, or perhaps you just can't stop thinking about the events of the day when you turn out the lights at night. Sleep and relaxation are so important to our overall well-being, but increasingly difficult to achieve in our digitally based, fast-paced, time-poor and stress-filled world. A book like this can't provide answers for all the problems associated with sleep, but the brain-based exercises included here will relieve most of the symptoms of poor sleep and leave you feeling calm and relaxed.